apparently all systems look pretty good for Chris Canty. Realistically, how much can you expect from him knowing that he's had so much time off?
Well, he's in outstanding shape, condition-wise. He hasn't been hit, obviously. So, but we'll come up with the right formula.
Tom, you've been against Lennon Fletcher for a long time. What were your thoughts about him?
He's a tackling machine. I think he had 20 tackles against us last year, but in one game. But no, he's a very, he's smart. He defends the pass as well as the run. He's an exceptional tackler and obviously a great leader. Lines his people up, gets them organized. Good, very, very good player.
So will Canty be activated?
We'll see. We'll see.
Against this quarterback, Tom, where does discipline rank on the necessities for your
way, team? Way up there. You've got to be in the right position. First of all, you got to recognize, and then you've got to maintain your gap integrity, because if you fall prey or victim to thinking there's a better way or an easier way, he'll see it and then bring the ball outside on you. And whatever, I mean, you talk about the option all you want, but the 76-yard run was just pulling the ball down on a pass.
How good has it been to have Akeem Nicks out there for 3 straight days of practice?
He's done, he's fought through everything. Every day he comes back out and he tells me he feels good about it. And so he gets, probably half the reps. And so he's excited and anxious, and hopefully it'll be consistent. Physically, there'll be no setbacks.
Did the success that you had against Newton a couple of weeks ago give you a little bit of a more of a...
Well, there's something to start with. When you start talking about it, the players can relate to it. You have different individuals, different talent, different ways in which they operate, different body styles, that kind of thing. So you have a lot of things that you have to take into consideration.
Will Deal stay in that jumbo?
He may. We'll see.
Tom, is a byproduct of the knee that Nix's foot is healthier?
I've been asked that. I would suppose that would make sense, but I do know that his issues are twofold. They're not just one.
How different does the Redskins defense look without Arakpo?
You know what? They play hard. They play hard, and they come, and that's what's very, very impressive about the way they play on defense. They've lost a couple of key players, but they just keep going, and they play hard, and they've given up some numbers, but when you watch them play, and you saw, for example, the end of the Minnesota game when they had to finish that game off, they were flying around.
Tom, what's been the message this week about a Redskins team that beat you twice, but you're coming off such a big win?
That's the message right there. We've been down this road before. We're talking about a very professional level of preparation, of understanding that this is a divisional game. We're 0-2 in the division. We really, if our expectations are to get anything done, we need to get going in the division. It's a conference game. It's a divisional game. It's a big game because it's in the division, and we haven't played very well against the Redskins last year, quite frankly.
Luke, Tom, from your standpoint, Roll had a great game Sunday, and you've had so many injuries at the secondary. How much is his play maybe carried a little bit with the rest of the defensive backs, and is Heath now playing at the level that you
well,
when you brought him in?
He's the kind of guy that, he loves to play, he loves to compete, he practices literally all the time. He's gregarious. He shares that enthusiasm for the game, love of the game. So it's an infectious nature, no question. Everybody was so happy to see him play as well as he did and make this spectacular interception and convert it. And I know that excited our defensive team, our entire sideline, as a matter of fact. So I hope we can continue to do that.
With Ahmad, was he... With Ahmad, was there any type of setback? Or is it just...
No, he worked yesterday. He was a little sore today. We're trying to get him to a point game day where he's healthy.
Is there any long-term concern for Rack and Bernard right now?
I don't think so. It's just a continuous process trying to get healthy again after, after his issue.
Tom, in all the football you've seen, is there a reference point of comparison for Griffin?
I don't know that. Well, I suppose that that Michael Vick has accomplished those kinds of things with the run, not with the option, but with the quarterback run. He certainly has done that. But they're unique in how their approach is and how they're using him. And He's responded obviously very well for a rookie quarterback with the way that they're plus nine, and he's done extremely well. They're averaging almost 30 points a game, so.